May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Woo! I can't believe it. Wow. It's so high up here, I think, Christopher, I can see England. Before I get started my message today, I want everyone to turn to your neighbor and say, Lord, I'm so happy you are here with me. Turn to the neighbor next to you on the other side. Now, the reason why we do that in some of the churches that I've been to, Episcopal and Baptist, was to wake up that person next to you to hear the word. That was the exercise. Today is the first Sunday in Black History Month. And this year, I'm so happy we get an extra day.
Woo!
Yes! Praise the Lord! Actually, around this time, I was told that the first Episcopal African American was ordained, and that was the Reverend Absalom Jones. Paid us a visit because, as I understand it, it's due to a time restriction, he was not able to visit us this year. I tried. But he was very pleased and honored. Then February 13th, at the feast day of an honor him, and will be celebrated, perfect timing for during the Black History Month. In today's and last week's gospel, Jesus is doing two things we don't see every day. He's healing out the casting out demons. And speaking of demons, as a child, even at age 12 years old, I thought and believed that demons were only visible. And they were scary and mystical monsters in grotesque shapes and colors, like the ones you portrayed in books and comic books and biblical pictures and on TV and, of course, in the movies. They were very graphic. I spent many nights under the covers holding on to my glow-in-the-dark plastic Jesus. And I dare not look under that bed, for heaven's known. I would hold on to this thing so tightly that in the morning I had the print of Jesus on the cross. Demons appear everywhere and like spirits, and they are constantly surrounding us. We can't at times see them, but they are lives we have to face. We have to face them, and sometimes we create them in our own. We cannot stop breathing, but we can do our part to each and every one, as Christians and children of God, do what we can to eradicate racism by teaching the way of love of Jesus and setting an example by being like him. Our faith has been stronger than demons who surround us. The first century demons were more common than they are today. That doesn't mean that we couldn't do anything, a little casting out and more healing when it comes to the worst demons that we face. Today's worst demon that we face, our societies continue to be racism. And that is frequently called America's original sin. It wasn't demons, visible or invisible, that kept many African Americans from their faith in God to excel in making all people's lives better to live. In the bulletin, we search a list of Black Americans who made significant contributions to America and lived in St. Paul, Minneapolis, and other parts of Minnesota. We are benefit from what they have contributed, and these individuals are generally not well known in America's history because their contributions aren't told. They help us better our lives. They were encouraged by leaders and paved the way. And I would like to, in your brochure bulletin, you will see a few. And some of these individuals with us, and some have gone on ahead. And still, what they contribute and the work in the fields covers us even today in the Black community. like Absalom Jones, Reverend Lewis Johnson, St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Minneapolis. And we have Reverend Denzel Carty, which I was under him for many years, and since I was 5 years old up to, 27. It inspired me to become who I am today, besides my mother and dad. Richard Green, the first black superintendent of Minneapolis. Mabel Kaysen, black deputy superintendent of St. Paul Schools. I'm not going to go through all of them, but the ones I think is really, really nice. David Vassar Taylor, black dean, the first black dean of General College and University of Minnesota, first black associate and vice chancellor for academic affairs at Minnesota State University. Pamela Alexander, female prosecutor, appointed Hennepin County Municipal Court. Stephen Maxwell, first black district court judge. Adam Page, the first black appointed Minnesota State Supreme Court. Frederick McGee, black criminal lawyer in Minnesota. Nellie Stone Johnson, fantastic woman, civil rights and labor union. Frederick McKinley Jones, a patent of mobile refrigeration units that food transportation, founded the Thermo King. You ever seen those trucks that carry on the big top of this thermal? He also helped include shipping food on the railroads. And to top it off, and there's still more, but I'm not going to go through them all. We have Prince, of course. We have Louis Bellamy, father of artistic director of Penumbra Theater. Leroy Coleman, first black captain in the St. Paul Fire Department. And I'd like to add, that fire department was segregated. There was a black fire department and there was a white fire department, same area. James Griffin, first black deputy chief of police. And William K. Finney, the first black chief of police in St. Paul Police Department. Gordon Parks, to name a few. Brooke Cunningham, this woman is powerful. MD, PhD, and she is awarded for encouraging the funding of projects that address racism as a means of improving the care of African Americans. I'm so proud that three of these people on this I'm related to. I don't know what happened to me, but I'm related. That's another story. But we can, each and everyone as Christians and children of God, deal and do what we can to slow and even stop racism. In teaching the way of love of God and Jesus. Our faith has to be stronger than the demons that surround us. And many of those demons, like racism, force us to create systems made possibly to start social movements toward human justice and toward all, no matter what race, color, or creed. It hasn't been easy. Lord, it has not been easy. A lot of people were killed and injured in the process, but tragically, sadly, that was the price paid to achieve justice for all, when a constant and consistent effort was needed. And healing was more than physical. It also involves healing in mind and spirit. And the people who experienced all these dangerous toils and snares also received the grace to make it on home. That the ultimate message of the way of love of Jesus, as I repeat. I'm sure from time to time you have heard Martin Luther King Jr.'s plea, the free, his song, his message, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty I'm free at last. Now let us pray. Dear Lord, grant us moments of reflection. Help us assess our actions and attitudes and intentions that I and we may continually grow in the alignment that your will. In Jesus' name, amen. and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Always remember that He has His hands on you. He has your hands on you. Don't ever forget that. Even in the lowest times, He has your hands on you. Even though we don't think that He's there, He's there. Sometimes we want something, and it ain't time for Him to give it to us. So we have to sit and wait for His right. Please join me in the singing of my favorite song, and also in the back community. On the hymnal, Lift Every Voice, on page 184.